Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll on local issues like environmental ones. Scientists say that climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves are extreme. Rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Would you say very?
Very.
Very concerned? Okay. Thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
I don't know.
Thank you. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I don't know.
A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I might support it.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
I'd have to get more information. I couldn't really say right now.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you will support or oppose the proposal. The first one is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose it?
Support.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Probably strongly on that one.
Thank you. Improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose it?
Reliability? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, reliability.
Yeah, I'd support that.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster, would you support or oppose it?
I don't know.
Thank you. Expanding quality healthcare, would you support or oppose it?
Say it again?
Yeah. Expanding quality healthcare, would you
support? Strongly support.
Thank you. Increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose it?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose it?
I'm sorry. I strongly support that.
Thank you. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose it?
I don't know about that one.
Thank you. How convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Would you say very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing? I'm going to read the statements right now. The first one says, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing, thank you. The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worse by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequalities caused by climate change. Would you say that this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
That's very convincing.
Very convincing. Thank you. And the last statement says, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Would you say this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion to that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
No impact. Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
If they were to do what?
If the lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
It might diminish.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, and electrical grid and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensures that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers?
Maybe.
Would you support or oppose it?
I don't know.
Okay. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Biden.
Biden, thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analysis your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? From 18 to 34, from 35 to 49, from 50 to 64, from 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or independent? Or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. May I ask you what's your ethnicity or race?
Caucasian.
Do you consider yourself as a female or as a male?
Male.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful
day. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.